Cause here I come, here I come.
Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with The Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's frickin' Friday. It's also the 11th day of August, 2023. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 76 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 87 degrees today for the Klamath Basin and a low of 49. Yeah, so far, there's no chemtrailing yet, but it's early in the day. Well, let's run through the break, and then we'll come back and entrench some more on that high ground, man. Let's do it.
Thank you for listening to PBFTP
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then. We got 2 days worth of fucking, I guess, dirt to move. What do you call it? Family in Utah killed the FBI. Doctors can prescribe them. Joe Biden discussed me. Yeah, fuck yeah. Police in UK arrested autistic girl. That's sickening. Good for video to go to launch. So, ex-CEO Linda Yaccarino, a lawful but unlawful consent to be hidden. The hell? Linda Yaccarino, ex-CEO and former NBC advertising executive, underscored her autonomy in managing the day-to-day operations of X, previously known as Twitter, and she had some light on the shadowing operation at Twitter. It's Twitter. Well, everything's shadowy, isn't it? Come on, you son of a bitch. Appointed CEO Elon Musk, she reasserted her independence from the entrepreneur, placing him firmly in a tech-based role. Her remarks have reignited debate surrounding freedom of speech and the direction online platforms should take in moderating content. No moderation, motherfuckers. This is the public square. We can shout what we goddamn well please. And you have no fucking jurisdiction over it, you son of a bitches. If the people would just throw those fucking licenses away and say, we don't ask you for our fucking goddamn rights. We take our fucking rights at our fucking will. During a CNBC interview, Yaccarino discussed the demarcation of duties between her and Musk, with the latter focusing on product design and leading a team of extraordinary engineers focusing on new technology. Defend free speech and individual liberty online. No, I'm not going to do your commercial for you, pal. Sorry. Let's see what we got here. Linda Yaccarino, ex-CEO of a former NBC advertising executive, underscored her autonomy in managing the day-to-day operations of X, previously known as Twitter, and shed some light on the shadow banning operation of Twitter. Appointed CEO by Elon Musk, she reasserted her independence from the entrepreneur, placing him firmly in a tech-based role. Her remarks have reignited debates surrounding freedom of speech and the direction online platforms should take in moderating content. I think I read that. During a CNBC interview, Yaccarino discussed the demarcation of duties between herself and Musk, with the latter focusing, yeah, we already did that too. Let's put that up twice. In clarifying X's approach to moderation, Yaccarino introduced the concept of, what a concept? Listen to this concept, guys. See what you think. Freedom of speech, not freedom of reach, a policy where users, when posting narratives that are not in line with approved by fucking who? You're standing out in the goddamn public square and there's some son of a bitch walking around with a goddamn club telling you what he approves of you fucking saying. The son of a bitch gets shot, don't he? You don't approve nothing for us, you motherfuckers. We say what we want to fucking say. We're not INC over here. Approved standards are labeled, possibly demonized for the content, and have their visibility reduced on the platform. Yeah, you son of a, yeah, you're violating the fuck out of the first article. You're violating the fuck out of the whole goddamn fucking common law for this goddamn country. And you, when the fucking shoe hits the fucking floor, your asses are going to pay for every fucking thing you have done. Every stroke of the computer is fucking recorded. Every fucking email is recorded. Everything is recorded. You recorded it for us. You used our assets to do it. And we would use those recordings to hang your fucking asses, you treasonous son of a bitches. You do not tell us what we can say and what we cannot say. You've never had any such authority. In fact, it is fucking forbidden by the ninth article of the Unalienable Law of December 15, 1791. You cannot fucking do it. You have no authority. You are goddamn guilty of sedition and fucking treason for trying it. And you will fucking answer. Some free speech advocates are concerned that this strategy of content labeling and demonetizing is what they're talking about, can quickly escalate into censorship. Fuck. It ain't censored right now. They're not, the fucking corporations and the fucking government are not one. The government isn't a fucking the United States fucking corporation. They're not one fucking goddamn big bunch of robber bearings. And aren't they already censoring the goddamn net through their fucking buddies over there in fucking China, where they sent, well, they turned over control of our internet to the fucking communist Chinese. We've no people in the history of this fucking world ever been more betrayed than the American nationals in this goddamn country. They argue that the distinction between awful and lawful is often a subjective one, and fear the potential for misuse. Fuck you. Get off. Anybody can say any fucking thing they want, you motherfuckers. This is the public square. And you assholes that go out there and get the license because you want to make fucking money. You want to make fucking money. You don't want fucking freedom of speech. You want to make fucking money. So you take the fucking licenses and you let them tell you what you can say and what you cannot say. And you fucking punk bitch motherfucking treasonous bastards, you are going to answer for your goddamn crimes. Money, money, money. The decisions and comments made by Yaccarino might seem like a strict stance against diverse, hateful rhetoric, but critics may see it as an alarming move away from the ethos of opening a dialogue and free speech. Excuse me a second. I screamed out a cough. But that's what fucking sickens me. All you fucking cunts out there, could you go get your cunt license so you could put ICC behind your fucking logo on your fucking goddamn money-making goddamn so-called fucking patriotic sites? The patriots didn't come out and fight and die for fucking money. They came out and fought and died for liberty and freedom. And fuck the cock-sucking dirty son of a bitchin' aristocracy that fucking charged them to do it. We paid for it. It's paid for in blood. And you've come out and you step into the public square and you fucking bring your fucking goddamn mobs with you to push other people back so you can't, so they won't be heard, so you can make fucking money be licking the boots of your fucking goddamn oppressors. You love fucking tyranny. It fucking ching-chings in your fucking pocket, doesn't it? You make me fucking sick, I'll tell you that right now. And you motherfuckers are going to answer up. If you want to fucking, if you're going up against the fucking corporation, you don't fucking incorporate. Who the fuck you think you're fucking talking to here? No. You know, the other day we had the fucking thing about the mosquitoes with that they're going to have the vaccines in them. And today we have the World Health Organization climate change might require vaccinating populations against migrating mosquitoes. I mean, fucking the Ministry of Lies. I mean, the way they, I mean, they just sit around and they, I guess everybody turns in a fucking little bunch of shit, a little spit of fucking propaganda. And they just throw it back topsy-turvy. I mean, don't you realize you were just talking yesterday about fucking releasing mosquitoes on the fucking populations over there? I think it was in Africa. But it'll be coming soon. They did it in fucking Florida. They'll do it here again. But, I mean, fucking, and then use it as you need to be vaccinated because of the mosquitoes. No, you need to be vaccinated through your head with a fucking bullet. You son of a bitches. You treasonous, dog shit-eating, fucking criminal son of a bitches. You are in violation of our law. You're in violation of our jurisdictional authority, which you have declared war on the people and their fucking law. The supreme, superior, absolutely unalienable law of December 15, 1791. You are in violation. Gross violation to the point of sedition and treason. That's war. A World Health Organization official suggests that mass vaccination might be required to combat mosquito-borne illnesses in the infected insects migrate as the infected insects migrate to new countries due to climate change. I mean, you will fucking tell any motherfucking ridiculous bullshit fucking lie. And then, I mean, put it up on the fucking screen. I mean, you know, you can fool some of the people some of the time. I guess every day you fool some fucking idiot into believing this fucking shit who doesn't know. I mean, you've said you're trying to depopulate the fucking planet. You said that you are the fucking elite ruling class. You have fucking already fucking made your fucking bed. And now you don't want to lie in it. Dr. Marie Van Kerkhove. Yeah, I mean, everybody's a fucking Russian. You know, notice lately a lot of Russians and Chinese fucking running. I mean, been here a whole fucking generation or not even that are running your fucking, well, supposed to be running your country, but they're not. They're running a fucking corporation, an unlawful corporation. It's our fucking fault it's there because we could get rid of the son of a bitch overnight because it is unfucking lawful. It was created in violation of our law. It has continued to operate in violation of our law. And we just sit there on our fucking asses and we do not fucking exercise our law and our right to fucking get rid of the son of a bitch. Dr. Marie Van Kerkhove, the World Health Organization technical lead for COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 never existed. Made the comments at a recent press conference. A lot of this is also about other uses of tools that exist, she said, in instances where we have interventions like medical interventions, therapeutics, or vaccines, depending on the Pentagon, on the pathogen, I'm sorry, Pentagon. We need to be able to prepare for that. Sitting next to the World Health Organization Director General Tedros Adhanom, Everybody's from another fucking country. We're the United States of America, our fucking borders. I don't remember giving my parents, me, or anybody giving these motherfuckers permission to take our fucking goddamn charter for our fucking goddamn country and allow it to be a part of a fucking United Nations, any fucking thing. You did that without our authority, you motherfuckers. You did it without our goddamn fucking endorsement. You do not have that power on your own, and you will find it out. Fuck your goddamn treaties. Your treaties are fucking goddamn subservient to that ninth fucking article. They are the fucking law you're trying to, or the authority you're trying to use in the Constitution that fucking denies and disparages the other fucking law belonging to the fucking supreme superior jurisdiction in this fucking country. We, the goddamn American nationals, that's who. And you are not going to do it. Get back in your fucking bitch fucking holes and stay there. Van Kirkhoff, saluting fucking goddamn, speaking goddamn Russian, further said that countries need to look at how changes in the climate change and the dynamics of the spillover and amplifications are changing and prepare for that. As for Gius Buryisa, I mean, where are you fucking from, you son of a bitch? Is there anybody in that whole fucking goddamn corporation sitting there on fucking Capitol Hill that belongs to the people that is now occupied by motherfucking communists, capitalists, fucking fascists that isn't a goddamn foreigner? He said that COVID-19, which doesn't exist, COVID-19 doesn't exist, is no longer an emergency, but its risk is high. Fuck you. It never was. It didn't exist. It couldn't have been high. We've done figured that out. You've admitted it, you son of a bitches. And then you come back and act like it's still fucking happening. You think we can't remember from day to fucking day? He also whined that many countries are no longer reporting their COVID data to their World Health Organization. That's because they fucking have been told that, you know, their people have stepped in and said, no, we ain't taking your fucking shots, and we're not going to give your fucking shots. It's a fucking goddamn fraud. So, I mean, and the people have fucking made it goddamn clear that they don't want none of this COVID-19 fucking lie fucking fraud that was created to fucking, so that for this great power grab by these motherfucking mongrels who are just a fucking handful that we could wipe out in a fucking day. Hey, data to the World Health Organization. Fuck your COVID-19. It never exists and you fucking know it. See, they when it was really driven home, you got people, doctors, I mean, these international fucking doctors, I mean, these fucking experts, true experts, and they're telling you it can never have been isolated because of the goddamn tests. Same thing we've been telling you for fucking years. And you have them son of a bitches come out and fucking say it's bullshit. Then the people in other countries, their governments, they don't want to get fucking killed. So they stop the bullshit. But these motherfuckers, they don't care because they think they're not the ones that are going to die over this. When we're through fucking with your fucking mongrel goddamn mercenaries in high hills, we're coming for you. We will have arrest warrants for you. And then when we get through with the fucking grand juries, we will have goddamn death warrants for you, you motherfuckers. You will answer for your crimes. Data to the World Health Organization. In the past months, he said only 25% of countries and territories have reported COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. Got it? We know it. Quit putting it in your fucking articles. And you people that are putting it in this goddamn articles, you're goddamn shills. I bet this goddamn site here has fucking INC behind its name. What do you want to bet? Deaths to the World Health Organization, a decline from previous reporting percentages. And only 11% have reported hospitalizations and ICU admissions, he said. This doesn't mean that other countries don't have deaths or hospitalizations. It means they're not reporting them to the World Health Organization. No, you kill fucking people, you motherfuckers, and you pay fucking the hospitals to kill people. People are afraid to go around a fucking doctor because they know that they're just fucking goddamn like mangalas. You know, fucking, I'll tell you what, there's a video on the site, and the guy's talking about Nuremberg. They hung three of those motherfuckers. And you tell that's what's going to happen to you. You think about you think you've got some kind of fucking power over your fellow man because you got a fucking degree in fucking whatever. you know, fucking cardiology, fucking general fucking medicine, what might have you. Think you got some kind of fucking, that you walk taller, that you can look down your fucking nose when you're going to see what you look like when that fucking rope bites into your fucking neck and snaps that motherfucker and you do the shit dance. Then we'll see how fucking badass and important you are. Oh, great. Gibberiasis. I mean, what fucking country is this? Ask for countries to start reporting data to his organization again. Fuck you. We do. You do. You're a fucking world organization. You have no jurisdictional authority in the United States. You can't have any jurisdictional fucking authority in the United States. It is forbidden by we, the fucking people, the jurisdictional authority for this country, motherfucker. Read that ninth article and you better start taking fucking heed to it. The virus continues to circulate in all countries. Countries to kill, continues to kill and continues to change, he warned. No, you keep making more biologicals in your fucking underground labs and fucking weaponizing them and releasing them on the fucking people to kill the people. And then, hey, if you write down COVID-19, you get $35,000. Well, we know it ain't COVID because we can't isolate a fucking goddamn virus. It's been admitted. We know it's been admitted. But you see how these son of a bitches come back. When you, it has been completely fucking de-fucking bunked. And they'll still come back and act like it never fucking happened. If we just keep saying the same thing over and over again, even when people fucking show you, I mean, you, if you show it in your hands to them and objects, they would look at the objects and then next day they'd be fucking writing it down again. Fuck you. COVID-19 never existed. This has all been a fucking operation to fucking take the United States and fucking take all its fucking resources and fucking kill all the fucking individual free sovereign nationals that can take this motherfucker back if they would just get together and enforce the fucking law known as the Bill of Rights, which is the common law, which is the only law in the United States of these Americas. The only law, the only jurisdictional authority, the only ones with the right to fucking own guns and enforce the law is we the people. That fucking government, that limited government that those fucking lying federalists talked about, those son of a bitches were never supposed to have any kind of goddamn guns or any kind of goddamn enforcement mechanisms for their goddamn suggestions and their fucking goddamn legislations, of which if those legislations fucking fell afoul of the Bill of Rights in any fucking tiny fucking matter, weren't worth the paper they're written on, all of this fucking goddamn federal fucking goddamn statutes are bullshit. They violate the fucking law. The law is the law. These are statutes. They ain't shit. They're not unenforceable. Why are they unenforceable? Because they violate the fucking law. At the time, God, Jesus, whatever fucking country you're from, cocksucker, go back to it and stay the fuck away from us. Said climate change, deforestation, and urbanization will worsen future pandemics unless countries like concerted and coordinated actions as a one globally community. One global community, I'm sorry. These motherfucking son of a bitches. Go to, and you take a look at this son of a bitch. What foreign fucking country are you from? You think you're going to tell an American national what to do? Come and try it, you cocksucker. Bring it fucking on. Let's do this, you piece of shit. I look at your fucking face. I see a fucking mongrel piece of nothing. Pedophilic prick. You won't last 5 fucking minutes, you cocksucker. American Lab, will they show the filth down on the fucking border? Well, that's going to happen when you let the fucking the fucking invaders just come at fucking will, huh? Lawful but awful? No. If we go all the way through ours. No. All the way down. Because we got lots. I'm Oh man, fuck, I watched this video. It's on the site, you go watch it. Trans activist says all your kids belong to him and other elders in trans community. I'll tell you what, you freak. You fucking piece. There's not even a word to describe how lonesome and what a fucking piece of fucking human shit you fucking are. Come take a fucking kid. You think you can, you motherfucker? You think you can? You come give it a fucking go, you fucking freak. You had to go listen to this fucking smug fucking freak. You put your fucking armband on, pervert, and get your ass out in the fucking streets and see what happens to your fucking ass. Why don't you give it a go, tough fucking whatever the fuck you are, you fucking no good piece of fucking trash. State of Massachusetts is now asking families to host illegals in their homes. Well, of course they are. Just in, State Department pressured Pakistan to oust Prime Minister Ukraine. War neutrality documents reveal. Well, of course they did. Let's see here. Utah man killed. Yeah, I mean, I'll go through this, but this guy, fuck, man, I can't believe that people haven't fucking picked up on what the fuck is going on. God damn it, if it ain't working one way, there must be something wrong. Don't you see? There has to be, if you're free and you're supposed to be free and they ain't supposed to have no authority over you and they act with authority over you, you got to go see why and how in the fuck they're doing it and find out where it's fucking wrong and fix it, don't you? But I mean, just like breaking news, 75-year-old man killed by FBI during raid over Facebook threats against Biden. And I mean, this is, you'll know. An elderly man in Provo, Utah, has been killed during an FBI raid at his house early on Wednesday morning. They show shit dog Biden there. Morning, 75-year-old, Craig Robertson, 75 years old, was shot and killed at around 6:15 a.m. Wednesday during an FBI raid on his house. Robertson had been making threatening posts on his Facebook page towards Joe Biden. According to NBC News, Robertson had made threats prior to Biden's trip to Utah that he needed to prepare with a rifle and camouflage, and Biden was briefed of the events. Fuck you. The FBI made a statement about the incident, saying the incident began when special agents attempted to serve an arrest and search warrant at the residence. No, you went in and you killed this old fuck because he's stupid.
It sure wasn't a common law search warrant.
It sure so wasn't, Charlie.
In his own home. They killed him in his own home.
Goddamn right.
Fucking Ruby Ridge and Waco.
Well, it's going to continue to be that way until, you know, there's a lot of homes that are waiting for them, son. Come, you know, fuck you. Come do it to me. I'm ready. You know, today's a good day to kill. The subject is deceased. The FBI takes all shooting incidents involving our agents, our task force members that cannot exist, that the people never fucking authorized, that were fucking removed through executive order by John F. Kennedy, which is still in a fucking fact, but still there they fucking are, just like that COVID-19 bullshit, huh? Involving our agents or task force members, seriously, do you really? In accordance with FBI policy, the shooting incident is under review by the FBI's inspection division. It continues. Oh, you're investigating yourself? You think you're going to find something wrong, something you did? How fucking stupid do you think people are, you non-governmental, fucking unlawful, fucking bunch of goddamn fucking hoodlums? Robertson and... Sorry, go ahead.
I'd like to been on that jury. They wasn't going to let him come to court, but I think he was ready. I don't know if he shot any of them, but I hope he did.
No, the rest of the story tells the story. He wasn't ready. He didn't know what he was talking about. He didn't know what he was fucking doing. He didn't know who he was. He didn't know what his authority was. I mean, he hated for the right reasons. But, I mean, goddamn, if you can read and write and you can't get this shit down right, you're not trying.
Maybe just a Trump tard.
I don't know if he's even a Trump tard. He's dumber than a fucking red brick, I'll tell you that. Robertson had apparently been making similar threatening statements to the sniper and camouflage for some time on his Facebook page. One statement showed him saying, blue states, yeah, you're right, he's a Trump card, I take it back. Blue states will never take over the country. The armed red states will revolt and execute every Democrat politician. I mean, fucking dumb son of a bitch. Source, Craig Robinson's Facebook. He consistently made outlandish threatening posts referencing the assassination of various public and government officials. In one post from July, Robert said, hey, FBI, are you still monitoring my social media, checking so I can be sure to have a loaded gun handy? I mean, well, when you're playing, when you don't know the game you're playing, you're playing blind is what you're doing. You don't know what the fuck you're doing, mister. Source, Craig Robertson's Facebook. However, the posts did not start recently. They have been going on in similar fashion for a while. In May, he made a post that said that the fastest way Biden will win in 2024 is to assassinate Hunter Biden. See what I'm talking about? This post and others came long before the sniper comments, which appear to come from the post within the last day. This is the kind of shit they want out there. Not that we got the right by law. You've declared war on we the people. You are in violation of our fucking law, and you are killing our fucking people. We have the right to make war back. It's war. This is what fucking Margaret Thatcher did to fucking the goddamn Irish Republican Army when she came into office. It was war. But she called, oh, no, they're terrorists, so we can treat them differently. And that's why Bobby Sands fucking starved himself to death, because he would not be fucking a prisoner, accused terrorist when he was a fucking prisoner of war. And that's what he was. And this is a fucking war. And they would like this shit out here to scare fucking people. The Post and other came along before the sniper comments, which appeared to come from this post within the last day. According to the criminal report record, he was being monitored back in September 2022 when he made other posts saying the time is right for the assassination. I mean, see, no, it's not assassination. See, we're not going to assassinate fucking President Biden. President Biden is going to be charged with fucking treason, sedition, insurrection, every fucking thing we can charge him with. He is going to be tried.
He's already brain dead. He ain't worth wasting a bullet on.
You're goddamn right. But he is going to be charged under the common law, which is the supreme, superior, absolute law of the United States of these Americas, and by the people's jurisdiction. He will be charged in a common law court, and he will be tried by a common law jury, and he is prima facie guilty. So when found guilty, he will be fucking hung by his neck until he is dead by the law. See, that's why they like these assholes out here who don't even understand what's going on. It's not assassination. It's assassination. That's fucking, yeah, you're asking for it. You're stupid. We got the right to defend our liberty, our freedom, our children, our fucking, you name it. It all belongs to us. And it's by law. What we do is lawful. This guy's just fucking dumb. President Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris, you stupid motherfucker. That's why you got killed. Source criminal report on Craig Robertson. Robertson was facing 3 counts of interstate threats against the president. He ain't no goddamn president, because this ain't no goddamn republic. This is a fucking corporation. He is a corporate fucking monarch. And he is a goddamn invader and a fucking occupier of the United States of these Americas in violation of the supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable law of December 15, 1791 and the people's absolute fucking supreme, superior jurisdictional authority. Got it? And he will fucking answer for his crimes. That's what we're not playing fucking cloak and dagger bullshit with you. He is a criminal. And that criminal, the crimes he has committed are fucking capital crimes. And he will be fucking prosecuted, because we're not going to become fucking world slaves. We are not going to accept no fucking world fucking government that violates our fucking rights, that violates what our forefathers fought to give us, that violates our very fucking principles and our fucking morality. We will not. We will fight your fucking ass, you motherfuckers, as well as retaliating against federal officers by threat. Oh, just a threat. I'm so stupid, I just threaten fucking people. No, you tell people, I'm going to enforce the law on you. I have not only the right, I have the fucking duty to enforce that fucking law on you. I have the duty to take up arms under the second article and enforce the fucking Bill of Rights, which is the common law for the people of the United States of these Americas. Because I am an individual, free, sovereign, national motherfucker, and you don't have any kind of corporate fucking authority over me. You cannot contract my fucking rights away. You can't take my fucking rights away. I can't even give them fucking away. And I have the absolute fucking right to defend them with deadly fucking force if you try to do it. And that's what you've already done. So we're at fucking war. You're a fucking goddamn enemy combatants, what you are.
Every terrible implement of the soldier.
Every terrible implement of the soldier. You goddamn right. To form a formidable check on this kind of fucking shit that they're pulling on us right now. Fuck you, communists. Fuck you, fascists. Fuck you, capitalists. You're fucking with American nationals, and we will fucking fight you, and we'll kill every goddamn one of you. We'll put 6 feet of foot of dirt in your fucking face, and then we'll see fucking, we're not going to come out here, assassination. They just love that fucking shit. They fucking just suck this shit up. No, we're going to enforce the goddamn law on you. The only fucking law in this goddamn country. The only law ratified by the representatives of we, the people. It is our law. It is our jurisdiction. It is our goddamn right to fucking enforce it. And we fucking will. Anyhow, I think we're going to take a break and we'll be right back.
Down the road here from me, there's an old holler tree where you lay down a dollar or two. Go on around the bend, come back again, there's just below that good old Mountain Dew.
Oh, they call it that good old Mountain Dew, and them that refused it are few. I'll hush up my mug if you fill up my jug with that good old Mountain Dew.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Welcome to the jungle, feel my
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trench of 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:45 Pacific time, and of course that was Guns N' Roses with Welcome to the Fucking Jungle. And by God, if it ain't a jungle, more of a jungle every day. But then, you know, like that last article, I mean, they're trying to play fucking games with us. No, we're going to enforce the fucking law on you assholes. I mean, this guy here, I mean, there's probably a zillion of these assholes out there. You know, it's like President Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris, because the red state, blue state bullshit, you're in the fucking admiralty. We're not. We're in the common law. We are the supreme, superior, absolute fucking authority over this goddamn country. Our law is the absolute superior fucking law, period. And we will fuck, and that's how you will fucking die. You will die by the law, as it is written. And you will have a jury of 12 of your fucking peers, and your prima facie fucking crimes will be pointed out at ad nauseum. And you can see if you can defend your fucking self, because you have that right there, fucking boys. See if you can defend what you have fucking done in violation of our law, because that's what's going to hang your fucking ass. That's what's going to put you against the fucking wall, the law. Our law. Let's see what else we got down here.
Exactly who would be his peers other than the Congress people, idiots?
Well, his peers are, if he's a fucking American, his peers are the sheriff walks out the fucking door. He goes out and the first fucking 12 people he runs into, he grabs them and brings them in. We're all fucking equal in this country, aren't we? And then, I mean, it's not going to probably be too good for him. I mean, that's what you get for fucking with people when you think they're weak. But then things turn around, and there you got fucking six goddamn prostitutes and six ditch diggers who have been suffering all their life under your fucking tyranny. And I'm, hey, that's your peers. I'm sorry, motherfucker. You ain't no better than nobody else. Oh, sicking bastard. What the hell is this? And the world control fuck you. Oh yeah, no, sorry about that. Sorry I'm taking so long, there's a lot to look over.
But the first 12 people that come off the street, they're gonna be watching TV, probably.
If once we take this fucking country back and they see people fucking hanging, I mean, how many, I mean, I don't know how it is where you come from, but your average person out here, they don't like what's going on. They've been beaten by the police. They've been fucked over by corporations. I mean, just had fucking shit just taken from them. It's got to that point to where they just take your fucking shit. And nobody can do any. Well, look at the stores. You look at the stores where they're walking in, and if you take under fucking $1,000 worth of stuff, you take $999 worth of shit, they can't do nothing to you. How would you like 12 of those guys on your goddamn jury? I mean, they're businessmen. What do you think they're going to think about your fucking way you pumped all these illegal aliens into this goddamn country, and now you're letting them fucking be completely lawless because you've removed the common law, which is the law that fucking is the people's law, and Administrative Admiral King Chuck's fucking law is, well, he's doing the same thing he did during the first uprising fucking that was, you know, that was hijacked and called a Revolutionary War. He's releasing the savages on the front to burn the frontiers. People are fucking dying. I mean, the people are not very fucking happy with these son of a bitches, whether people, most, I mean, how many, you think you're going to get 12 fucking people out on the street, just walking down the street, that are going to agree with this shit? I don't.
Well, no, they won't call me for a jury.
I went down one time and somebody was going to court. I think it was Ken Mentenbaugh, but they had the big books there. I knew the clerks. And I said, I want to see where my name's in that. And they went, no, nobody in my family's name was in that. Next day they were in that. You know, they put it in there. But then I found out they were running a court without a goddamn docket. I said, you guys can't do that. I mean, I educate. They were not. I mean, they were nice people. The clerks, I knew them, and I was teaching that judge the law that he never fucking knew. And I tell you what, man, they got rid of. I said, "Where's your docket? I want to look at it." Well, the dog, she hands me this little fucking plastic tub full of tickets. It was just all tickets. I said, "That's not a docket." And she said, "Well," I said, "That's our dog." And I said, "Well, I got news for you. You can't. I've got out the, even in Black's Law, it tells you, you know, you can't run a court without a fucking docket." And when they found out what it was, I mean, they were moving. They had all those fucking tickets shredded, and they had a fucking docket in that goddamn court within a week. And that's how bad it's gotten so bad here. That I mean, you could call down to the district court, and you get, and it says this is the company directory. The company, not the fucking goddamn district court. And it's not even it's not even a court. It's just a bunch of fucking goddamn mafia son of a bitches. Let me see. I'm trying to find something here. Christ. There's a lot of good shit up here. The police in the UK arrested an autistic girl for telling a police woman she looked like a lesbian, which is a homophobic public order offense. And I mean, they should, you go look at that goddamn video. Look at this fucking dyke, fucking whore bitch. And look at this poor little fucking girl. And she's autistic. These motherfuckers, I mean, they need to be fucking shot down dead like this dirty fucking rabid dogs that they are. Oh, I hate to talk about him. Interim. Why not? Doctors can prescribe intervention for COVID-19, FDA lawyer. God damn, that's a hard word to say, and it goes all the way through this son of a bitch. Doctors are free to prescribe intervention to treat COVID-19, a lawyer representing the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, FDA, said last week. Now, they're telling the doctors what they can prescribe? Who the fuck are these people? FDA explicitly recognizes that doctors do have the authority to prescribe intervention to treat COVID, which doesn't exist. See, now, when you have something here that looks positive, like the doctors are going to, my doctor, you know, the doctors are going to, you don't tell the doctors what they can prescribe. But you're not prescribing it for COVID. You're prescribing it for whatever fucking thing they made last week. Right now, they're in a lab making the next fucking sickness that they're going to fucking spray on us and spread through fucking goddamn shedding and make us fucking sick and call fucking COVID. I'm so fucking sick of it. And we know that we're paying for it. I mean, I guess we're no different than the first fucking Americans. We're paying for our own fucking destruction because we pay. I mean, you think about gain of function labs. What are you doing? You're trying to fucking take something that fucking makes a goddamn bat sick and make it so that it can make people sick and kill them. You are fucking, you're making a biological fucking weapon. That's what you're doing. I mean, hold it just a goddamn minute. And I'm financing this. I'm financing you so you can weaponize a fucking goddamn bacteria, because that's what it really fucking is, so that it will fucking kill me. And it's supposed to be okay. And when it's found out that you're doing it after you lied about it, oh, well, you know, it's just like all these other fucking the Investigation Nation. You know how much the goddamn law firms have made off this country just on goddamn federal fucking investigations that, well, yeah, they did it. They're fucking guilty of treason. They're guilty of fucking espionage. They're guilty of fucking goddamn sedition. Name it. Yeah, they are. But I'm sorry. Attorney general would call a grand jury. None of them would fucking prosecute them, because if they do, they'll get up and fuck like Nancy Pelosi and claim their fucking sovereignty, which is what we're trying to tell you people. You have their fucking laws do not fucking apply to you. They have no jurisdictional authority over you, And see, these fucking people, they know they don't. I mean, they got whatever they got on each other, you know, but just getting to be where fucking a poodle don't even matter no more, because they're trying to pass laws making fucking a poodle a fucking lifestyle. I mean, what the hell are you going to do? Anyway, this COVID fucking lie, COVID-19 does not exist. Change Chung, here we go. Honold, a Department of Justice lawyer representing the FDA, said during oral arguments on August 8th in the U.S. Court of Appeals in the Fifth Circuit, the government is defending the FDA's repeated exhortations to people to not take the Ivermectin for COVID-19, which doesn't exist. See, this whole goddamn article is just set to keep throwing those words out at you. It tells you.
It might be ivermectin.
Ivermectin.
Ivermectin, the horse warmer, they called it.
Yeah, exactly what it is. Ivermectin, thank you. Charlie, you're exactly right. But COVID-19 doesn't exist. But still, you know, you're thinking it's good. When the doctors are standing up, them some bitches are going to give ivermectin to, if they want, prescribe it for COVID-19, which doesn't fucking exist. This is propaganda. This is pure motherfucking Ministry of Lie propaganda. You go from tell a half-truth, and you try to think is positive, then turn around and we know COVID-19 doesn't fucking exist. They've admitted it. They have goddamn admitted that it was all to make the death shot for depopulation. They have admitted it, but they still keep using it. And people keep reading this shit and going on with it, including a spot that said, stop it. The case was brought by three doctors who alleged the FDA unlawfully interfered with their practice of medicine with the statements. A federal judge dismissed the case in 2022, prompting an appeal. The fundamental issue in the case is straightforward. After the FDA approves the human drug for sales, does it then have the authority to interfere with how the drug is used within the doctor-patient relationship? The answer is no. I don't know. What are you trying to suggest, that the doctors ain't in on this? I mean, there are a handful of fucking doctors that are telling them to fuck off. The rest of these doctors, I mean, it's just like, you know, in Nazi Germany with some little pissant they never had, or in fucking God, in Stalin's Russia, some little four-eyed fucking freak that didn't have a spine to start with, but he gets a fucking goddamn title, and then next thing you know, he's down in the basement shooting people in the back of the head, and he's a bad son of a bitch. It's the same deal here. It's all bullshit. This whole article is bullshit. It's propaganda. You are not a horse, so you... You are not a cow, seriously. Y'all stop it. The post, which linked to an FDA page that says people shouldn't use Ivermectin to prevent or treat COVID-19. See, you're going to see this in 20 fucking times. They know it doesn't exist. They know everybody knows it doesn't exist. It's just like 9/11. The reflecting pool. Well, how many fucking people could you have taken off the street with what they spent rebuilding that and handing it over to a fucking Jew, huh? How much money? What about the money in the Ukraine? All our people fucking living on the fucking streets, fucking living in squalor. I mean, addicted to fentanyl because they've just fucking give up. I mean, I don't have any fucking compassion for people that just fucking give up. But God Almighty, like, I mean, they had the split screen the other day where they were showing over there in the Ukraine, showing here in the United States. Hey, they've got what's ours. They have what's ours, and they're rubbing our fucking face in it. And we're not doing a goddamn thing about it. Anyhow, people, there's a good, if you want to go look at that article, there's a good little piece. It's a video. This guy explains it pretty good. But the bottom line is, this is a bullshit article. The goddamn heading on it. Doctors can prescribe ivermectin for COVID-19. See, COVID-19 don't exist. It never existed. You can't isolate a virus. It's been admitted. It's common fucking knowledge at this point. Just like those fucking buildings come down. Building 7 didn't just fucking fall because somebody dropped a match on the fucking floor. They blew those fucking buildings up. We all know it. It's become common knowledge, and we've digested it, people, to the point to where we should be. We just when the majority of the people realized what had happened there, we should have fucking, why in the hell didn't we fucking enforce the law then? Take every one of them son of a bitches out. Put them up against the fucking wall for treason and sedition. I don't get it. Anyways, I've had enough of this, and we will be back on Monday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of the Word from the Trenches on Patreon. Go ahead, Charlie.
They were all paid off. It's mammon. All the people that filed a complaint, they all here, we give you $1 million, you shut up. just print out $1 million out of fucking thin air.
Well, that's the biggest problem that we're up against is fucking mammon. I mean, the people that'll die for silver and gold, but they won't die for their fucking children. It's a sickening thing, and it's an immoral thing, and history will judge us. And
Amen, that's for sure.
Goddamn right. Anyways, you guys have a good, nice weekend. We'll see you on Monday. That is the Word from the Trenches. Gonna do it.